Good morning. This is Dominique Sawyer, and I'd like to welcome you to our Safe Money Strategies Monday morning producer power call. I hope everyone is enjoying their holidays. We do have a lot to cover, so we will go ahead and get started with Scott Harris. Scott?
Thank you, Dominique. Welcome to today's power call. Great that everybody has a chance to listen in today. We've got a lot to cover as we head into the final stages of the year. Much has transpired since our last power call. And we want to share with you some exciting news about marketing today and, of course, what's going on in the stock market and the economy and how that's going to affect how you plan for your client's future going forward into the new year. Many of you are aware of the fiscal cliff. I'm going to share with you a little bit about what's going on there and some of the progress that has been made, which obviously has not been a whole heck of a lot. Also, some of the investment alternatives that to be thinking about, obviously, while this is going on, and maybe you get involved in before the crisis hits, or perhaps if things do straighten themselves out, where do you place money? We're going to be sharing with you a little bit about that today. Also, want to talk to you about a strategy that, in fact, very interesting. It was an article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about annuities and life insurance and cost basis. I wanted to bring that to your attention if you have missed that, because it is a good little strategy that you need to think about, particularly with many of you who might have been selling some VULs in the past. I know Steve and I maybe have done a couple of those, but really we've gotten more involved with the guaranteed types of life insurance going forward. But let's talk a little bit about the stock market in the month of November. You know, obviously we had the holidays that slowed things down a little bit in the middle of the month, but it's been a very, very volatile month. You know, we've had days where, you know, the market's up 1.5%, and another day it's down 1.5%. And with all the volatility, all the roller coaster that went on, the S&P 500 was up only 0.3% for the month. 0.3%. The NASDAQ was up a little over 1% for the month. So all this volatility, all the white knuckles, all the hand-wringing, all the ulcers that took place this last month, and we pretty much were break-even in the major indexes. A lot of that just happens because, once again, as we've talked in past power calls, we just don't have the volume there. People are afraid. They're concerned with what's going on in our economy. They're concerned what's going on with politics, and in particular this fiscal cliff. Now, in all likelihood, the month of December, you will be seeing more and more profit-taking going on as this fiscal cliff stuff gets more clarity. As many of you are aware, Obama wants to raise taxes, wants to raise the tax rates on individuals. Also, he's going to attack capital gain treatment, and if that does happen, particularly on the long-term side, look for a lot of people repositioning assets, maybe selling off an asset that does have a gain, and maybe doing the wash rule where they wait 30 days and buy it back. But nonetheless, lots of volatility, I suspect, going forward throughout the remainder of the year, once again, primarily because of this fiscal cliff. And it's not going to surprise me to see the market drop even further, and then maybe some bottom feeders coming back out to push it up a little bit. But realistically, we're looking next year for rates to be higher, entitlements to be trimmed, and that's going to have a slowing effect on the economy. Potentially, we could go into a recession first quarter of next year. All's predicated on how Obama wants to negotiate with the Republicans. The bottom line for the Republicans, they want to attack the entitlements. And rightly so. This has gotten so out of hand with entitlements. We know that we can't afford this path that we're taking with entitlements. And the bottom line is that the Republicans, they want to increase the premiums for Medicare for the wealthy. They want to increase Medicare eligibility age. So they want to push it up a little bit further from 65. They also want to slow down the cost of living adjustments for Social Security. Now, we know that it hasn't been adjusted much over the last few years, but they want to slow down the amount that it does go up on a regular basis. They also don't really want to raise taxes on the wealthy. They want to simply reduce a lot of the deductions that the wealthy do have. So, but of course, that's totally taboo for the Democrats. Obama wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. That's not even, I think, an issue for him as far as not raising taxes. He says it's either this way or no way at all. So this is one of the reasons why we have the impasse as we do with this whole fiscal cliff situation. Obama wants to raise taxes on the wealthy because that's what he said he was going to do during his campaign. The Republicans say, no, we're going to reduce, we're going to raise taxes in a different way, and that's going to be through lessening of deductions. Either way, we're going to see some massive debates going on. It's going to come down to the wire. In all likelihood, some deal is going to be reached, but it's not going to be a happy thing, I don't think, for the economy. All indicators point that we're going to have a slowing effect coming in this first quarter into 2013, and as a result, it's going to affect the way the stock market performs and the way interest rates are going to react, too. What people are going to have a tendency to go more into safety. And what does that mean? It means going into fixed income. It means going into government bonds. And what does that mean for the pricing of bonds? Obviously, you know, you buy more of those things, it pushes the pricing of them up, but it also pushes down yield. So look for the trend with the caps on your index annuities to remain very, very low for quite some time. Federal Reserve came out and basically said, we're going to continue, you know, printing money. We're going to continue with rates being low. So don't expect anything major to happen soon in the index world as far as caps go, as far as roll-up rates go. Everything is going to be low for quite some time. So, again, keep that in mind as you plan for your clients. One of the things, too, that you've got to be aware of, and that is on the estate tax side, I know many of you out there are working with some very high-caliber people who are going to be affected by what goes on with the estate tax laws. You know, currently, you're able to pass $5.12 million to next of kin without any estate taxes. So essentially, a married couple can pass a little over $10 million to next of kin without any estate taxes. The high-end rate is at 35% for these individuals. Obama, what he wants to do is he wants to raise the rate to 45% and only allow $3.5 million to be passed to next of kin without any estate taxes. The interesting fact that I saw with that is that many Democrats are against his plan. Normally, you know, they're all going to stand side by side regardless of what he has to say, but now there's a lot of opposition within the Democratic Party for his proposal. If we let the Bush tax cuts expire, the rates, we'll be able to pass only $1 million to next of kin. So keep an eye on that if you are doing a lot of estate planning, particularly those who are using the leveraging of life insurance to pay the estate tax. We know that it's going to be around. We know that it's going to be a problem. It's just a question of how much is going to be able to get passed to next of kin based on the laws that do come to be in 2013. But once again, Obama is looking for a high-end rate of 45% and allowing the ability to pass $3.5 million to next of kin. If they do nothing at all, absolutely nothing at all, it's going to go back to a 55% rate and only a $1 million exemption. So once again, keep your eye on that one. That's going to be big for a lot of you who do planning on the estate planning arena. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, too. You know, a lot of my clients and a lot of you advisors are calling Steve and I up, and they're calling us up, and they're saying, you know, what are you doing with your clients right now? Where are you positioning assets? You know, what's the options here that are available that are going to keep their money safe or maybe offer some growth for them? You know, Steve and I are still very big proponents of the index annuity world. We are using them as a device, obviously, for income purposes, just as you are. But, you know, you can't look at these things as having a high upside potential on the account value, the accumulation value. The income account value is what sells these things. We are selling income, pure and simple. We are selling a pension plan for individuals who want some guarantees in retirement. Now, other people say, well, what about municipal bonds? Let's take a look at muni bonds. Well, you know what's happened this last 12 months? People see the writing on the wall. And people have positioned a lot of assets into municipal bonds this past year. In fact, almost the last 12 months, about $51 billion of new money has poured into muni bonds. And that's pretty much a very substantial amount, considering since muni bonds have been around since 1976, about $510 billion has gone into them. So what we're saying here is about 10% of the value that's gone into muni bonds just happened this past year. So people have reacted to the fact that higher tax rates are going to come into play this coming year, and so they positioned a lot of their assets in muni bonds. But what does that tell us if a lot of money has flown into muni bonds? It's just how it is in the real world in the taxable bond market. A lot of people put money into muni bonds. It's pushing prices up, pushing yields down. Not a lot of rallying going on in the muni bond market anymore because there's just no more room. You know, if you talk to any muni bond traders, they're very frustrated right now because really the yields are so low right now and there's not a lot of room for capital appreciation. So keep that in mind when your clients ask you about muni bonds and what's transpired in the muni bond market. It's a challenge right now to find a place to get yield. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of the stock brokers are saying, you know, oh, you've got to go into dividend producing stocks and the like. Well, you know, there's a place for everything if that's what your philosophy is. Certainly over time you can take some of those the income from the muni bonds, but as your clients know, if we have a serious market meltdown, which certainly could happen, obviously the value of those stocks could go down substantially, and you're right back where you were before, where you're playing the stock market, you're going down maybe 20-30% on the value, but you still have a dividend flow. A lot of people just can't live with that. So once again, a little bit of concern in the dividend-producing area, but just be aware that you're going to see a lot of people ask you about that, and a lot of people are going to position assets in that particular sector of the market. One of the things that I did talk about when I first opened up the Power Call was the Wall Street Journal over the weekend had a very interesting article, and it was actually talking frankly about life insurance and annuities. And what it basically said is that, look, if you have an old life insurance policy that, as an example, maybe you put in $50,000 into the life insurance plan, this is a cash value plan, and now the cash value is worth $10,000, you know, we have seen that happen, believe me. Some of the clients that come in who've had other advisors and they have used these VULs and other types of high expense cash value life insurance plans. Well, what ends up happening and what we're seeing is that as clients age, you know, they really oftentimes don't need the life insurance coverage as much as what they did in the past. You know, their kids are grown and, you know, maybe out of the house, hopefully. Their kids are married. They've got lives of their own. And they don't really need that life insurance anymore. So what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Well, yeah, I know I've done it, and I know Steve's done it. We sometimes have taken that cash value from that life insurance, 1035'd it over to an annuity, in this case an indexed annuity. And one of the things to keep in mind is cost basis. You know, oftentimes you'll get some related letter from the insurance company saying, hey, can you get the cost basis of that life insurance plan, or they're going to ask for that cost basis from the life carrier that your client was holding that life insurance policy at. And the reason being is this. What's going to happen is if, let's say, your client in that example I gave you put $50,000 into a life insurance contract and it's only worth $10,000, you roll that $10,000 into an index annuity. Well, guess what? You've got a $10,000 cost basis and technically a $40,000 loss. So what ends up happening is if this annuity grows, I'm talking about non-qualified money here, if this annuity grows, which it should in an index annuity, and the client decides to start taking money from that annuity, well, guess what? There's essentially a $40,000 offset there because there was a loss that the client can take money out income tax-free because, once again, that low cost basis of $10,000 and the loss of the $40,000. So just keep that in mind. That was an article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, kind of a good little article on promoting the idea of life insurance and then working with an annuity as you age. So once again, something to keep in mind for you if you're not using that already from a tax perspective, just again, a talking point to your client that you can use to help maybe push them over a little bit, nudge them over into working with annuity versus a life insurance contract. Okay, that is my section of the Power Call today. Steve is going to come up and share with you some exciting news about marketing. One of the things that we really want to stress to you is the fact that we understand how difficult it is out there from a marketing perspective. Many of you have been asking and begging for some different marketing ideas. Well, we've got some. We've got some training classes going on. There's no excuse now because we've got really a lot of good proven programs that can help you get to where you need to be. But I'm not going to steal any more of Steve's thunder. I'm going to let him go and talk to you and share with you a little bit more about these marketing programs and some other things. Stevie, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Well, I want to kind of touch base on a couple things, and then we'll get into some of the marketing things because, you know, we always want to kind of keep things in perspective of what's going on in the overall industry, not only on the fixed index side but on the security side. And if you're an individual who primarily works on the guaranteed side, the fixed index annuity side, there's good news out there in the fact that what we're seeing on the variable annuity side is a lot more companies on the variable side deciding to either get out of the business as far as offering income riders or reducing the guarantees on their income riders to well below what's available on the fixed index side. And basically, the reason for that is obviously it's a lot more expensive for the insurance company to hedge a securities portfolio that could lose 20, 30, 40% versus working on the fixed index side. So we're going to continue to see, and we saw this year, a number of companies, some of the bigger companies on the variable annuity side with income riders either completely eliminate them or really significantly reduce the guarantees on those and raise the cost. So what that means for those of us who operate primarily on the fixed index side is opportunity. Because on the fixed index side, we're not only not seeing companies drop their riders, we're seeing more and more companies come into the business offering fixed index products with riders. Now, some of those are lower rated companies, so you need to be careful because remember, the guarantees on the annuities are only as good as the company that backs them. So I don't want to touch anything with a B-plus rating. I don't care what the rider looks like because I want to make sure this company is going to be around longer than my client. So the good news is, though, it creates opportunity. As the demand for these products is not going down, not with 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day. If anything, the demand is going to go up. But now that means we have less competition from people on the security side offering variables with these type of income riders. So this offers up more opportunity, more of the pie that's going to be available for us on the fixed index side, less people talking about it on the other side and the security side, which once again creates great opportunities. So going into the new year, the news is only good for those of us who primarily operate on the fixed index side with the income riders because even though the guarantees on them have obviously come down because the interest rates have been low for so long, they still exist at a level that's in a lot of ways far superior to what's offered on the variable side and less companies are offering on the variable side. Less competition, more business for us. So that's good news. Also remember, we still have a product that really offers a benefit that nothing else out there can do. I had a client in last week. He's 55, looking to retire in about 10 years. He's got about $200,000 in an old 401k that we talked about rolling over to an IRA and in this case putting into the, let's say, the Allianz Mastered XX. And you know, I sat there and I did the printout for him and I showed him in 10 years, this is what his guaranteed income for life will be. And I said to him, the reality is there is no other type of product on the market, any type of investment that can offer this type of guarantee. Can a mutual fund, if I put $200,000 in a mutual fund, can I guarantee this man a certain income 10 years from now and guarantee it will last for the rest of his life? No. Is there a stock that can do that? No. A bond that can do that? No. Any type of mutual fund, any other type of security. There is nothing else. If you want, or if your client wants some money that's going to be guaranteed income for life, that's never going to run out, and if, whether he's 5 years from retirement, 10 years, or in retirement now, only an annuity can offer that. And trust me, 9 times out of 10, when somebody is offered this, they want to have some of their money in this particular area. Some of it guaranteed, no matter what happens, they're going to have this income for life. And you need to explain to them why that's so important, okay? Because if we knew the day you were going to die, we could probably plan your retirement a lot better, but we have to plan for the fact that you may live into your 90s, particularly if you're married. The chances that one of you are going to live into your 90s is very high. So the chances are, if you have some money in a vehicle that will always provide an income that can never run out, you have a higher chance of never running out of income in retirement than if you have no money in something like that. That's just common sense. And, of course, we have a lot of studies from Wharton Business School and Ibbotson and other groups that back this up. If somebody wants to, you know, read and is more academically inclined and more analytical, wants to see all that. But, frankly, for me, it's just plain common sense. All right, going into the marketing, going into the new year, a couple things you can do is this. A lot of times that we forget, there's a lot of business in our existing client base that we don't think about sometimes, because we think we have all the clients' money, or we think they're going to work another couple years, or we don't realize they inherited some money. So going into the end of the year, you should be thinking about setting up year-end reviews with most of your top clients for the month of January. Because a lot of times, this gives you, the clients like to kind of review how things went for the year, talk about what's going on in the new year. Hopefully by then we might have some clarification on the tax laws and what tax changes will be. And it's an opportunity for you to sit in front of that client, provide that value added, and I'm telling you, many, many times it will uncover new assets that you could potentially invest for them. Money you didn't know they had. Money in an old 401k because they changed jobs. Maybe you'll get a referral to their neighbor that they just happen to mention and they're talking to you. Maybe they inherited money that you didn't know about. But if you're not talking to these people and seeing these people, these opportunities may just go by the wayside. So a lot of times, January is the time we're just starting marketing, and a lot of those results sometimes don't come into February. So what you want to do is be thinking now and setting up appointments over the next couple of weeks for January with your 10, 20, whatever may be best clients, doing a year-end review with them, and I guarantee you will uncover a ton of assets that you can invest and you will make money out of it, besides the fact that you're also going to be providing that value added and continuing to build and strengthen that relationship with clients that's going to provide more value, more income, more opportunities for you down the road, and hopefully more referrals. So look to do that now. Now, as Scott mentioned, as everybody should know by now, we recently got together with USA Tax and Insurance Services out of Palm Harbor right here in Florida. We now have a joint venture with them where all the marketing programs that they offer to their agents are now available to you through Safe Money Strategies. And they've built a phenomenal organization over there with these marketing programs. They're proven, they're tested, and you need to get involved with them. Probably the most prominent one and where they built a lot of their agent business is where their tax model, where basically you offer clients $49 tax returns, you get a tax preparer in your office, and it potentially gives you hundreds of new people that you can see and talk about the work that you do. This program is turnkey, there's training involved, everything is tested, it's proven, there's guys who've built phenomenal practices just using this alone. But if you want to get involved with that, you need to give us a call at 866-324-3800. There's some training coming up here very shortly. We can get you involved in that. This is a time where you've got to be acting upon that now to get everything in place right now so you can kick off this program in January. So once again, call us at 866-324-3800, and we can get you plugged into that right now and get you trained and get your territory set up, because this is a territorial program, so you don't have five other guys in the same area doing the same thing. You'll have an exclusive territory. Other thing they're about to roll out with, which I think is just one of the more exciting things I've seen in a while, is a Social Security program where you can provide an analysis for your clients on how to maximize their Social Security benefits. And let me tell you, until I went to their training, I didn't realize how complex Social Security was and how many different options there were for clients, particularly married ones, to maximize their benefits by doing a lot of different strategies. And the beauty of this is they have a software program where you can just plug in the numbers for this person and show them all the different ways and how they can maximize their Social Security benefits. And they have marketing that's coming along with this. And I think this is exciting. With 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day, the number one question I get from people getting near retirement is, when should I take my Social Security? How should I do it? And now instead of just coming, you know, with something off the top of my head or set rules, I can actually put a nice report in front of them showing them all their different options, which sets up the retirement income discussion, which leads right into the fixed index annuities with the income rider, which provide a guaranteed income in retirement. So this is going to be cutting-edge stuff. It's ahead of the curve. You're seeing articles coming out in the Wall Street Journal, other publications about it. It's just on the cusp of becoming a big issue. So here's a way you can get in front of that curve right now and get involved with it and get people into your office and build your practice and take it to the next level. So once again, what you need to do to get involved with that, you need to call us, and then we will get you plugged into that and get you set up with it. And the number here, once again, 866-324-3800. So a wealth of opportunities are out there on the product side, on the marketing side. There is no reason why 2013 cannot be the biggest year of your career. Uncertainty out there actually creates opportunity. The people aren't sure what to do. They're looking for advice. You can be the answer. We have the solutions. Now we also have the marketing that can go along with that and really take your business, as I said, to the next level. So I'm going to mention that phone number one last time, 866-324-3800. Give myself a call. Give Scott a call. If we can help you with any cases you're working on or answer any product questions, obviously we're always available to do that also. So that's what we have for today. Hopefully everybody finishes strong here for the year and you set yourself up for a great 2013. So we'll talk everybody soon. Have a great week.